When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, thank you, Sean. When it comes to the ongoing argument over who was the frugal one here during the dynasty, Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick, and with regard to the ongoing return of the ground round discussion, we may have a little bit of indication from the Google machine, because it appears that when Rodney Harrison came to town for his free agent visit, he was expecting to be taken to a fine dining establishment. And where does the Google machine say that Bill Belichick took him?
It says they took him to the ground round.
I see. All right. So,
well, the bologna sandwiches, like, it all adds up.
Oh, I mean, that explains a lot, does it not, Curtis?
Sure does.
I mean, Bill was going ground round, not grill 23. So
Didn't they take who was it? DeAndre Hopkins, L to get clam chowder?
Yeah. That was a real problem. Yes. So
I mean, I get that people love New England clam chowder, but you would think you'd take them someplace.
Take them to Moo. Yeah.
So
yeah, you would think, but you know, try out our chowder.
Yeah. Oh, maybe there were not a lot of options for Bill. I don't know.
Back then,
at that time. Maybe.
There wasn't much over there on Route 1 next to I mean, it was the end zone, and that was about it.
Oh, there was the Red Wing Diner. I like that place.
So maybe that's
still open, right?
No, I just drove past it. They're putting in a barbecue place.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is. I actually just saw it yesterday.
This is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So, you know, usually I don't give the Patriots much grace, but I have to take my hat off to them. I don't know if it was full of Red Bull, but they was playing on both sides of the ball when it comes to defense and offense.
Yeah.
So I take my hat off to them. And it's a shame that, you know, the Patriots didn't go out there and get a number one for Drake May, because he definitely deserves a number one. I know a lot of people are saying Higgins, but Higgins is more of a number two to me. You know, a number one to me is like a Mike Evans, a Jefferson, or a Tyreek Hill. They need like that. But, you know, I would like to see this team do more screenplays. I would like to see this team, you know, convincingly do a play action, because everything develops slow. And one thing I don't see this team do is formation. I would like to see them get more creative on offense. It's still a little too pedestrian to me. And I would like to see them get more creative. So, yeah, I'm a Rams fan, and they failed last night, so they might have a chance. But, you know, let's see what happens.
Yeah, see, I mean, what?
The only issue is, in order for you to get that Mike Evans type of number one clear-cut receiver, because I've heard that before, too. T. Higgins is not like, he's like a 1B, right? In order for them to get that guy, they're going to have to trade for somebody who might be disgruntled or might be looking for a change of scenery. And that to me is you're either going to do that, or you're going to have to pay. Do you like T. Higgins as your number one guy and having to pay him solid money?
Don't you, Wiggs?
I don't know. He's been dealing with a lot of injuries. Would you like T. Higgins as your number one?
Yes, but the only stipulation I would put on that, if I am getting T. Higgins as my number one, I would also be open to using a first round pick on a receiver, so that you get a legitimate young guy in here. So by the time that T. Higgins contract is up, hopefully that first round receiver evolves into a legitimate number one.
But let me ask this question to the room. Would you like T. Higgins as your number one free agent, or would you try to see if there's some trade interest in a guy like DK Metcalf?
Oh, I would love DK
I'd
Metcalf.
Prefer DK Metcalf.
Because wasn't his name being thrown around this this deadline?
Yes, it was.
The problem is, I mean, don't you think if you look at Sunday as a legit, like the caller said, both sides of the football win, and this team has somehow turned things around under Gerard Mayo, then yes, you're way closer than you thought you were. But what if that's just a mirage? That win on Sunday.
Would you guess that a win over the Rams would make it less of a mirage?
Yes.
Or do you? Okay, so yes. Because I'm nervous that
you've won two out of three, and you probably should have. If you went for two, you probably should have won three of the last three, right?
Right, but yes. No one's going to give you credit for the...
So don't you now look back, if you're of that mindset, you look back at Elliot Wolf in the offseason, mm-hmm. and you go, darn it, like, you were... This team was not that far away.
But even... after the offseason, Greg, you can say, at the deadline, you have the ability. There are some teams that are up against the cap because they don't want to guarantee the money. So you have the ability, with $50-plus million of funny money, to bring in talented guys... take on and absorb their deal, and they just sat out. And it was interesting because Monday of that week, was it on Tuesday the deadline? Yeah, it was election day.
Yeah.
Mayo basically told us they were done at 9 a.m.
Right.
Which is just, I don't know.
I think they felt like, well, there's no need to trade for a guy that's not really going to make that big of a difference. It's not going to move the needle. Right, so why are we...
But the difference, hindsight being 2020, the difference right now is just two games, like Courtney says, and takes a lot of abuse for, like, mm-hmm. you're two games out of a playoff spot.
Right, but do you think the front office, the people in charge over there feel like they can rip off three wins in a row?
I would hope that they do.
No, it's not a whether or not hope. Do you feel like if you had to put gun to their head and say, can your team rip off three wins in a row?
It seems like Gerard Mayo does.
Yes.
No, but I don't think so. I think Wiggy got the best nugget yesterday with that interview. When Gerard Mayo commented about the win over the Bears, and he said at the beginning of the year, you thought the Bears were a much better team.
Right.
They don't view their team as close.
Right. That's why I would say if you put a gun in their head and say, can you win three in a row, I think they would be like, no.
Well, I asked him yesterday. I said, do you consider the fact that you guys could be a playoff team? Like, is that something that you think about? And
well, I mean, it's...
He says he's going to take a week to week, blah, blah, blah.
Right, but that's him being politically correct. Right. I'm saying truth serum behind the scenes. I just think that they look at it where... Their roster's not great. Mm. And so to rip off three in a row, I don't think that they believe that they could do that. Do they think that they can be like Gerard? You know, the other thing I got from Gerard is he feels like his team is the spoiler team at the end of the season.
Yeah.
That can maybe potentially...
Well, so he said they wanted them to be he wanted to be the team that everybody was afraid to play or whatever.
Yeah, like that's a spoiler team. Yeah. So Buffalo plays them, and if they win this game, they're the one seed, but all of a sudden New England, you know, spoils the party.
Damn, I wish that they won that game against the Titans in overtime.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We can ask Ty Law if Bill Belichick ever took him to the ground round coming up next.